Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
It's Linda Ockhold Jenner here with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. I'm the host of the podcast and one of the co-founders of the Small Business Community Network. We have been operating and helping small businesses now for 21 years. It's all about the connections, the support, the authenticity. And today I have a lovely new SBCN member who actually inspires me in many, many ways with the work she does. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you. So Wendy Rovers is your name, and I can never forget that name. I don't know why. So first of all, for your business, you have a really wonderful out there name that I think is memorable. But what exactly is your business, Wendy?
Well, I'm the founder of Redefining Relationships. I'm a transformative coach. And basically, if someone is stressed, worried or unhappy in their life or their relationships or their work, we have conversations. I share an understanding of how we function as human beings. And what I've seen in my work and in my life, one new thought can completely change your life. It's really a partnership in health.
Okay, that sounds absolutely wonderful, because it's very sad to say that partnerships, whether you are married with a certificate, you know, and you got somebody to marry you, or whether you are married as a partnership that don't need that piece of paper. I mentioned this to my daughter the other day. Today it seems very, very prevalent in the last 20 years that more people are choosing to divorce, move away from each other, versus come to someone like you to see if they can get that emotional and, I would say, conversation going, Wendy. Would you agree it's more prevalent today, divorce, versus wanting the help to see if they can move forward?
Yeah, it could be. It's a, you know, I can remember one client who came to me during her divorce and said, I'll be happy when this is all over. And I get it. She felt like her happiness was on hold until she got through the legal process, the emotional mess, the whole thing. But as we talked, she began to notice, little moments that didn't fit that belief. Sitting in her garden, hearing the birds sing, playing with her kids, losing herself in a good book. You know, she realized she could feel happy even though her circumstances hadn't changed.
But does that mean that she wanted to feel happy with her partner? She came to you for help to say, I want to save this relationship? Or was she actually saying, I will be okay on my own?
Well, in her case, It was a light bulb for her that came on. You know, happiness wasn't something waiting on the other side of divorce papers or her partner doing something or her circumstance changing. It was available in the present whenever she wasn't tangled up in all of her, you know, worried thinking. Because it meant that her life didn't have to be perfect.
But how did that relate to her not being happy with her partner?
Well, she's actually still with her partner.
Okay.
And things are better than ever. So through our conversations, she realized that her happiness wasn't dependent on anyone or anything else. And because of that, she became happier, found the happiness inside of her, and her being that way in her relationship has now helped her and her husband They're moving forward. They're happier than ever. And their whole relationship has changed. So in her circumstance, just one client I'm thinking of, she did not move through divorce process.
And that is good to hear. So when I mentioned it's more prevalent, obviously, because of my own experience in the past, 30 years, and then thinking back to my mom and dad and the people in that, you know, era, they stuck it out. They stuck it out, even if, like, my mom and dad were happy, luckily, but they stuck it out because in the olden days, shall we say, divorce or moving away from your partner was not a done thing, so they stuck together, even if there was an abusive relationship. So having someone like you there to help couples really means that there is a chance that the relationship can be saved. Do you ever have anybody come along, you know, with different reasons for wanting to maybe seek your help? And is it all about a relationship with someone else, or is it just their relationship as a person on this earth?
Yeah, I work with people who are unhappy in their relationship with their partner, in their relationships at work, and in their life. So they're feeling stressed or worried or upset or frustrated. Things aren't going as well as they'd hoped. They're just wanting more out of life. You know, I'm working with someone right now who, when he first came to me, he had a lot of thinking around what other people thought of him. And one day in one of our conversations, he realized that other people's opinions don't create his worth. And it sounds so simple. It almost sounds obvious. But for him, it landed in a brand new way. The weight dropped, and he didn't have to worry about what other people were thinking about him. And in fact, other people aren't often thinking about him.
Was this person in a relationship, or is this just his relationship with himself?
This is a relationship with himself. And when he first came to me, he was moving up in the corporate ladder, and then struggling with, you know, work, his wife not accepting the hours that he was working, the, you know, lack of time that he seemed to have to spend with his family, enjoying the work that he was doing. But, you know, and all there's a whole he was thinking about a whole bunch of things.
Okay, that's very interesting. What a lot of our listeners would like to know, I'm sure, because I'm thinking about this as I'm speaking to you, my angel, is how did you get into this business? Because I know there are other people doing something similar to you. So what was your thought process?
About 25 years ago, I transitioned through separation and divorce. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I came across an understanding of how humans create their experiences in their own lives. And I thought, you know, if I had someone like myself right now in my corner 2.5 decades ago, I would have moved through the process feeling better about myself, making better decisions, knowing, you know, what was important to me, understanding that peace of mind and happiness are at our core as human beings. And that's the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Since working in this field full-time the past several years, some of my clients are and do transition through divorce. Some of my clients come to me thinking that divorce is the best option, realizing the love that they have for their partner and they stay married. Some of my clients, and that's about half of my client base. And the other half of my client base are people that are wanting to be happier in the lives that they are living. And so that's how my work has evolved.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing, because when I speak to other business owners, it's something that touched them. It might be they were unhappy in the corporate world and they decided to start their own business doing something completely different. So that's a lovely explanation, because, Wendy, I believe you've got the experience of going through this transition yourself, so that is how you can help so many people. Now, we only have a little bit of time left, but I'd still like to find out some things, such as how do people find you? Because today it's very important to be found online in particular. So how do people find you primarily? You know, where do most of your clients come from?
They come from people that I've connected with and know, had conversations with, referrals, and then, you know, have a website.
Well, actually, Wendy, towards the end of this podcast, I always ask you if you can leave us a website address and a way to contact you. And obviously, you've mentioned social media. So today, a lot of people struggle with what to do online and how to, you know, make people come and find them. And I think maybe your success is because you've been doing this a long time. You've got longevity. And when people talk to you, you have a beautiful voice. It's very soothing. And I think if I was going through any kind of problems, talking to you would really soothe my soul, because you have a beautiful voice, Wendy. Do many people tell you that?
Well, I have heard that before. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Imagine though, talking to somebody, I'm not being mean to anybody out there, but talking to somebody who the voice grates on us, or there's something about it we don't like, you know. So I think you've got a lot going for you. I wish you the best of success, even though you're already successful. I hope this success continues. And would you like to leave your website with us?
I sure will. redefiningrelationships.com. Okay. And, you know, I wanted to say thanks so much to you for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, people like you inspire me, Wendy, because today a lot of people think to themselves, I'm going to do this as a job or as a business because I'm going to get lots and lots of money and then I can retire. And I've got this feeling you're very much like me and said to yourself, you know what? I want to start this business to help people, and the money follows, doesn't it, Wendy?
Mm.
Yeah, is that correct? Yeah. You want to help people. And in the beginning, I'm sure it was a struggle like it was for me to start your business, but you are now successful because you help so many people. They refer you. And that is what people want to know on our podcast, Wendy. How did Wendy do it? Now, where can people find you primarily on social media?
I guess, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, but I primarily speak to people, I suppose, on LinkedIn.
Brilliant, brilliant. So as I say, you've got a name that I think is very memorable. I love the name of your business. It speaks volumes about what you do, which is another easy thing to find you, Wendy. And I thank you for being so supportive of the Small Business Community Network, because we can't help people unless you seek us help, and you did, you know, seek us out to help you. So you did that. Thank you again. I'd love to interview you in a few more months and see if anything's changed because of the way Canada, the economy is going, and, you know, whether people are still seeking your help. That would be another good conversation. But for now, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from lovely Wendy. Thank you so much, Wendy.
And thank you. Have a wonderful day.